Looks like you already visited At Home this spring. The patio looks great, but why the makeover?
Because we're hosting the block party. Because Sunday dinner's moved outdoors. Because, oh, Hunter's graduation and Emily's baby shower. And because sometimes I can just sit back and enjoy it.
Explore At Home's expanded selection of patio decor, like cushions starting at $9.99 and garden themes from modern to coastal. At Home, the home decor superstore. Any style, any budget, any reason to redecorate. Visit one of our 7 DFW area At Home superstores today.
Your man's chest and got that nasty ass pull me by hair all in your face. I'm just saying. So, anyway, then, what else can I say? What else can I say? Oh, I know. The side note of that taco meat, you know, those underarms? Yeah. Funky. Funky. Don't let your underarm be funky. You got to shave that stuff, trim it. You know, shit, it's hair, too, just like the hair on your head. You go to the barber and you go get your hair cut. Go on and get that kind of cut up, too, you know. Let him trim it up. I don't know, ball fade, whatever you got to do. Make it so that stuff ain't funky. Because that's the last thing I want to see, a man walking around with white hair all hanging down up out his underarm. And he funky. Who want to be close to some shit like that? I know I don't. Not at all. God. And ladies, I'm here to tell you, when you're wearing your tank top, make sure you shave clean under your arm. Don't be having just a little bit of pieces hanging out. You got to make sure you get one of those good razors and shave your underarm. So, I hear my friend on the line with me. Hey, what's going on, lady?
Hey.
Hey.
You have got me over here tickled. I am too through with all this underarm hair. I'm done.
Good. It's about to be summer. We got to let folks know. Because if you don't tell them, they won't know. And then we'll be
the
walking
worst
around
thing. That is the worst thing to see is a woman with underarm hair. That is so nasty to me. Oh, my gosh.
What about in the winter, though? You know, when it's cold.
It's okay to have a little hair down there, under there and down there in the wintertime because it keeps you warm, you know what I'm saying? But in the summertime, you're going to have it out and you're going to be flaunting it. The best thing to do is to trim it or cut it off entirely or underarm-wise and then, you know, trim something down there. Do something with that. Don't just bushwhack it all around and stuff.
Oh, come on now. Some people are bush people, and they need to let that hair out.
No, ma'am.
Can they wear their little hair?
No, that is not okay. It is not cute to any man to be around another woman, especially in the summertime, raising their hands all up and they musty, and they got hair. Because, you know, that hair under their underarms for the women make you musty. It makes you musty. If you ain't taking care of it, it's you're gonna be musty. You's a musty little girl. So don't do that.
Wait. But I be thinking, you know what? I'm not musty, but I'm musty. Can I be musty?
That is not attractive. Who wants to be next to something like that? Ew. That is
right.
So nasty.
Right. Okay. Well, let me say something else here, dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, dude. You know you be wanting your woman to go downtown, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Job, lick the toe, suck the lollipop, and you got all that nasty-ass hair balled all up on your ball.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst thing in the world to go down there and see. Let me tell you, because there's no telling what is in that stuff, okay? Because
right.
If it's bush and it's a whole bunch of bush, it's just, that's just, nobody wants that all over their lips.
Ain't nobody trying to get near that. You know what I'm saying? If a man got that kind of bush, he might have some other woman's hair locked up in there.
Exactly. You don't know what is in there, sir.
Exactly.
You don't know what is in there.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not about to do it, so. Then shampoo.
I'm so mad you said that.
Conditioner. Shampoo. Conditioner. And then keep
trim.
Comb. Trim. Definitely a trim. I'm telling you, when you get your hair cut, get your head cut.
Jump in the shower. Look, mama. You know how people they go and they get their hair cut like you said earlier, right?
Right.
They go, the men, when they go and get their hair cut, they go and they get in the shower. So you in the shower, you might as well go ahead and trim up down there too.
Definitely. There you go, brother.
Because they got a shower to get all the hair off of their bodies.
Here's a woman telling you all about it. That's right. The last thing I want to do is go down there and get the dreadlocks. I say dread, not regular locks. Locks are beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Locks are beautiful on a good head
of
hair.
Not down there.
However, when you see some locks down there, it's all locked up and twisted up, and you can't get the tongue through it. Oh, hell no. Hell no. I can't get my tongue through it. I don't want to be near it.
I don't want to be down there.
Nothing. And don't think you're going to get some pussy, because ain't no way you're going to be bumping on my bush.
Exactly.
With that rough hair you got around your balls. I'm just saying.
That is so horrible. Y'all going to cause friction. It's going to be a fire. We don't have time for that.
There you go.
They're going to be calling us fire crotch. No, thank you. That is not attractive to me. I'm sorry.
Fire crotch.
Yes, ma'am. That is not cool.
Right, you're thinking you're cool calling yourself hot stuff.
Oh, yeah, you hot, all right. You hot down there, under there, and
yes.
Everything.
Right.
Goodness gracious. I'm too
thrilled.
Oh,
that's hilarious. That is hilarious. Now, okay, so let's see. We got that cleared up for our summer. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Little girl in Daisy Duke ain't cute. Get your daughter some shorts that fit her fat ass. Or her little nightcap, or whatever ass she got. There ain't nothing cute about a little girl with her pants, her little shorts hiked all up in her ass, showing her butt cheeks. Then
look.
You can mad for somebody that molested her, or somebody that touched on her, or some man catcalling.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, that doesn't do anything. When you do that with little kids, it doesn't do anything but raise these little predators' eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? They get their attention instantly.
Exactly.
And that's the problem with people. They don't think about that kind of stuff. There's so many perverts out here in this world that you can't get around them just because you think, oh, it'll never happen to my daughter. That don't mean nothing. It can happen to anybody. And you walking around with your little daughter thinking she's cute, and then she got an attitude with the little, I'm done. I'm so tired of seeing these little girls out here with that nonsense. That is so horrible, and it is not cute. And nobody wants to grow up. Who wants to grow up like that with my, you going to give these little kids yeast infections with them Daisy Dukes? That's not cute.
See, it's not cute. But what about these little teenagers running around here with their rusty ass, their little black teeth looking like black eyes, sticking out from under their shorts because they got their rusty ass. Ain't nothing to do about that.
Not the rusty ass. I am through.
Oh, shit.
If you got a little rusty ass, you really need to have your cheeks locked.
Covered.
Up. Covered.
It's lock and key. Yes, ma'am. Lock and key. Cover them cheeks up. Nobody wants to see your little dirty ass.
Get you some Bermuda shorts. Those will kind of come down to your knees, honey.
Yes.
Because if your ass is rusty, you need to cover that shit up.
Do not wear Daisy Dukes if your ass is rusty. Plain and simple.
That's all I'm saying.
They need to put that on a billboard somewhere.
Right. They sure do. Now, you know what we forgot to talk about?
Okay.
Women with your chest hair. Women.
I hate you.
Your chest hair. Yeah. I'm going to need you to go ahead and cut that off. Just shave that shit right down the middle, because that chest hair ain't cute. I know you think
there's men that like it. There's men that like hairy women, though.
Look, hair on her chest. A man that
there's
a
men that
hairy,
like
a man that likes a woman with a hairy chest is a fag. He is gay. He is happy as hell. But he's like, I like hairy chest. What man want to lick some titties with hair on it? Except another man licking a man's hairy chest.
Carry
you.
Oh, that's
hell.
So gross.
Hell no. Shit. Somebody got hairy nipples. Hairy nipples. I mean, the buttery nipples are one thing, but a hairy nipple?
Who the hell? Nobody wants to suck on no hairy nipples. That is just not
cute. Ain't trying to do it. So, yeah, women,
that's
scary. Okay. If your man likes it, that's fine, but keep it under wraps, because if you bring that shit to work, I'm going to say something. You stop
you did not.
Cute little, put your cleavage out, I'll be like, excuse me, sir. Your titties are strong hair.
Excuse me, young man.
Excuse me, young man. We need you to take that and put a cover over it. Can you put a little blanket over it or something?
Just throw a napkin or something over that. That is not attractive. Oh, my gosh.
Cover it up. Don't come out the house like your man, like your bush. He wants you to see Funky and Harry or whatever. That's cool, but don't bring that shit out in the public because folks will talk about you, and I am one of those. That's because I am PAM, and I am talking to you. I'm also talking to you, and I'm talking to you, too. And even though you might not be listening, I'm still talking to you, too. How about that? How about
oh,
that?
Hair. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
What?
So that's just one of those other things that I'm tired of, you know? That's
yeah. I heard you earlier talking about sandals and women with their toes out. Can we talk about that really quick again? Because I don't think they heard you the first time. Because I am so tired already. It's only been like 2-3 sunny days, one maybe. And people is out here with sandals and their toes just jacked. Like, have you ever been in a pedicure? Like, have you ever gotten a pedicure? Have you ever gone to the salon? Why are you showing your toes in if you haven't? Please, please keep those under wraps. Nobody wants to see your critters hanging over the front of your sandals every day.
Oh, hell no. Not over the front of the sandals. Don't go there with that. Oh,
with
hell
the claws,
no.
The little nails,
don't
that
have
long.
No claws. Okay, wait. You got on platforms with your toes is touching the ground. What's wrong with that picture?
Ooh.
You got on platforms and your toenails. Yeah. You might think you're a wolf. You might think that cute be a shit ever. I mean,
that is so
really,
horrible.
If your toenails are so long that they are touching the ground in your platform shoes, that's a problem. And then you can
who's gonna
somebody's feet.
Exactly.
You walking on my hardwood floor, scraping it all up with your damn toenails.
We don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You scuffing up my travertine tile with them long ass nails you wearing on your toes, mind you.
That shit is nasty. That shit is just plain nasty.
Ain't nothing cute about none of that. So y'all take care of your feet. Anything that you plan to have out during the warm months, make sure that it looks good enough to pee out. And I know pee is in the eye of the beholder, but if you're going to be beholded out in the public, you've got to make sure that you are public ready. That means your hair all neat and tidy, your underarms fresh and clean, your other bush not sticking out, your shorts or your bathing suit.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
No, pubic hair supposed to stay in the bathing suit, not be on the outside. Make sure it's neat and trim enough, because if you're wearing that little tiny, tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny little polka dot bikini, you have to make sure that all your little hairs is neat and tucked in. And if you got to get a Brazilian to do that because you only got a dash and a dot or two dots for your bathing suit, go ahead and get the Brazilian. Go ahead, Brazil it all up.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not trying to see all that. Oh, yeah, don't forget about them hairy legs, women. Hairy legs? Yeah, if you have hairy legs, it's like wearing pants. It's like wearing pants. So just go ahead and shave them hairy legs because you got to let them shorts be on and have your knees all out, and nobody want to see all that. So, those hairy pants legs, yeah, hairy legs that look like pants. Yeah.
Look.
You know, they have places you can go and get those waxed.
Yes, they have plenty of places. You can wax your eyebrows and your mustache off. Then you can go and get your legs wet.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And I had an incident one time. Mama, let me tell you.
Okay,
let me tell you about what happened. So I was talking to this guy years and years ago. And, you know, everything was cool. We were hanging out. We were having fun. So we started getting a little closer, whatever, and everything. And I'm in my shorts. We at the house hanging out. I'm in my shorts. He's rubbing on my legs, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's a little spiky. So, because I didn't know he was coming at that night, so I was like, it's a little spiky. Let me go fix that up real quick. He said, no. I like that. Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
You need to get out, get the fuck out, get out
Uh-oh.
Right now. He told me I like women with hair on their legs. Then you don't like me. Get out.
I'm not gonna be the hairy leg
beast. No, I like my legs to be soft and smooth, not hairy. That's
exactly.
Not cute to me. I'm gonna be walking around with man legs and shorts and trying to be cute and dresses and things like that, and I got man legs. That's
right,
so unattractive
right.
to me.
Oh, that's horribly unattractive.
And some people try to use the excuse, well, I'm a full figured woman, and, you know, I don't have to shave my hair, my legs or whatever. And it's like, no, just because you're big, you still got hair on your legs, but you still need to shave.
Oh, let's not do the full figure women now. Look, BBW, baby, if you got hair, I don't care if you can't see it. Somebody can see that shit. Take it in and get it waxed or something.
Do
get it
something
off.
About it.
Get it off.
Please.
That's all I'm
if
saying.
You can't reach it, go somewhere that
you know. There you go. Go find somebody with a weed whacker and let them whack the hell out of it.
Not a weed whacker. Oh, my gosh. Pull
all
up.
The places that you can't see, somebody else can, and they'd be happy to clean you up. So you know what? My time is about up. I appreciate you coming on the line and talking with me.
Anytime.
You're wonderful enjoying the time. I'm talking to you. This is TAM. I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you, you, and you. And also, all you hairy bitches. I'm talking to y'all too. All right. Thank you for listening to my show. I appreciate it. I hope my producer's on the line. This is it. Peace.
Imagine this. Everyone's coming over for the cookout later, but insects have invaded your yard by the thousands. You think you're doomed. Think again. Think Amdro. New Amdro Quick Kill works fast, just like the name says. In fact, Amdro Quick Kill liquids work in minutes and kill over 500 insects. Now all you have to worry about is running out of burgers. So go ahead, get Amdro and take back your yard. The new Amdro Quick Kill products are available now, only at Lowe's.